Are Washington state voters ready for a Republican senator? Chris Vance says they are. And today he announced he'll challenge incumbent Patty Murray in 2016. Vance has served as Washington state GOP chairman, a state representative, and on the King County Council. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So Patty Murray has held this seat for 23 years. Washington state hasn't had a Republican senator since Slade Gorton lost to Maria Cantwell back in 2000. So what's your evidence that the state is ready for a Republican in 2016?
I don't think it's so much about party. I think party is very much overplayed. I think people in this state are mad at the status quo. This is all Americans are mad at the status quo. We have big problems in this country. Our economy's not growing. The gap between rich and poor is widening. Social Security and Medicare are facing insolvency. There are huge problems, and Congress is absolutely gridlocked, and Patty Murray is part of the problem. I don't think being a 24-year incumbent is an advantage in this election.
So what is your number one issue in this campaign?
Job one, my highest priority, is to help negotiate a bipartisan debt reduction and economic stimulus plan based on the work of the Simpson-Bowles Commission. That was a commission appointed by President Obama, Republicans and Democrats, business and labor. It is still, in my view, the blueprint of what we need to do. We need to cap discretionary spending, we need pro-growth tax reform, and we need to make changes in Social Security and Medicare in order to save Social Security and Medicare. And it's not going to be done with just Republican ideas or just Democrat ideas. We need to work together. I will always be that kind of senator who was working across the aisle to try and forge bipartisan compromise.
Well, bipartisan is a word that's often used to describe Senator Murray, and her supporters point to a lot of examples. For instance, she struck a bipartisan budget deal with Paul Ryan, the Republican, back in 2013. And she worked with Republican Lamar Alexander this year to reform No Child Left Behind. And Lamar Alexander says he, quote, likes senators who are here not just to make speeches, but to get a result. And she's one of them, unquote. So how do you and Senator Alexander disagree?
Well, let's talk about the famous Murray-Ryan budget agreement. Remember, Patty Murray was the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee and the lead Democrat on the supercommittee, which was charged at reaching a bipartisan grand bargain to lower the debt. That process failed. They did not reach an agreement. We ended up going over the famous fiscal cliff, and Paul Ryan and Patty Murray got together to simply negotiate the Articles of Surrender. Their agreement did not reduce the debt at all. It continues to grow. I don't think she has been a person who reaches big bipartisan agreements. When she ran for the U.S. Senate for the first time in 1992, she said our debt, which was then $4 trillion, was a critical problem. It's now $18 trillion. And during much of that time, she was the lead budget writer for the Democrats.
A group called People for Patty Murray have already emailed their supporters asking for money, and apparently they're hoping that calling you the, quote, Karl Rove of Washington State, unquote, will help them raise more money. So how do you respond to people who see you as being too closely linked with former President George W. Bush?
Well, I was chairman of the Republican Party during President Bush's first term and his reelection, but I've done a lot of other stuff in my career. I was a member of the legislature when I was part of the group that negotiated our landmark education reform package back in 1993. I spent 8 years on the King County Council, much of that as chairman of the Growth Management Committee, where we reached historic compromises on land use and growth management and transportation, where we brought Republicans and Democrats, suburbanites, the city of Seattle together and on growth management. So yeah, I spent 5 years as chairman of the state Republican Party. I'm proud of that. But it's not the only thing I've done.
Well, the National Party, the National GOP, is probably not going to be sending much support your way. Why should ordinary Washington State Republicans see you as a viable contender in this race if the National Party is not planning on sending you major support?
Oh, the National Party's not going to make decisions this early. I think if we're running a good campaign, we'll get their support. But we're not counting on that. I'm going to raise a lot of money here in the state of Washington. Patty Murray will raise more. But we're going to run a very strong campaign. People probably see Patty Murray's television commercials more often than mine, but they will see my message.
Chris Vance, a former Washington State GOP chairman, and he announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate today. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.